This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07 and this is the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. We are going to now focus on this question of large-scale sanitization efforts, which have been carried out nationwide, particularly over the course of the last 2 days. However, many are questioning whether these are really effective or are instead mostly a waste of time and resources.
Yes, so this has been happening across 284 locations nationwide. It was carried out by the Malaysian Fire and Rescue Department with a focus on Selangor, because as you'll be hearing every day and have, I'm sure, been hearing every day, this state is recording the highest number of daily COVID-19 cases. And if we look overall, right, big picture, since March of last year, 25,252 sanitization operations have actually been implemented across 156 zones, all of which to say it's been happening a lot. It's been happening particularly in recent days. But it's also coming as medical experts have been questioning whether or not this is the most effective way to go, especially when we look at the resources that we have. Not so much in terms of the chemicals, but if you think about the manpower, if you think about the PPEs, right? We know that there is a need for medical personnel to have PPEs, and instead we're seeing it being worn by people, you know, on the streets, kind of spraying these public spaces. And that's just one example.
And, you know, the thing is, we've learned more about how COVID-19 spreads in the course of the last year as well. And new information is coming to light all the time. And that's particularly important when it comes to this question of public sanitizing, because of late there has been more and more information coming out about how surface transmission is not as big a factor as previously thought, and that's what's led a lot of experts to question the efficacy of carrying out these sanitization operations. This actually comes in the wake of Housing and Local Government Minister Zuraida Kamarudin, as well as the Malaysian Fire and Rescue Department Director General Hamdan Wahid. They defended the continuation of these exercises at a press conference over the weekend, and they actually said the decision was made based on recommendations by both the World Health Organization as well as CDC Atlanta, or the United States Center for Infectious Diseases. But I don't think that's CDC have themselves actually put out statements saying that surface transmission isn't really as big a concern as we previously thought.
Yeah, actually, the reactions to and the comments from netizens, right, when it comes to these statements have mostly been which WHO, which CDC, because if we look at what has been most recently said by both organizations, neither really support that or neither really have it kind of baked into their SOPs. It's really not a given. And these are things that are easily found online. Like if you just kind of quickly search about this, you will see that to be the case. The CDC just recently revised their website information on how COVID-19 spreads. And as you say, they emphasize that surface transmission is less significant compared to person to person, and that the chances of getting infected from a surface is low. And if we look at what local public health experts have been saying, Dr. Lokman Hakim said that essentially, so not just disinfecting, but in fact, spraying cleaning products or disinfectants in outdoor areas, which is what we've been seeing, sidewalks, roads, ground cover, it is not necessary, it's not effective, and in fact, it's not recommended.
And I think this goes back to what you were talking about earlier, right? The use of resources, the use of manpower. And at a time when both of those are at a premium, really, and this idea of the idea of doing things that may not necessarily work, and I suppose it all fits into this, a lot of things that we've been talking about over the course of the last year, is it just hygiene theater? Is it sort of putting our attention and focus on efforts that aren't actually going to help at the expense of things that we could be doing that could, in fact, help with the situation that we're in?
Can I just say that hygiene theatre, you know, usually refers to the big song and dance that we do about sanitization and the like, right? But in this case, I think it particularly applies because the tone that's been coming from the authorities has been a bit combative. You know, it's been a little bit like, okay, if that's the case, come find me, come look for me. And I'm not sure that that is the most helpful tone to take when it comes to defending your use of resources, when everybody, more so than ever, is sensitive about how those resources are deployed.
I was particularly taken by a comment by former Deputy Health Minister Dr. Lee Boon Chye, because he pointed out that actually those resources could be put to better use at vaccination centres, you know, to or to help with contact tracing or registration, crowd control, all of those things. And that was when, I think for me, that was exactly what I meant when I said we have other needs that could use these resources instead of, I suppose, this public space sanitization, which is what we're talking about today, these large-scale sanitization of public spaces, which mostly has been happening over the course of the last 2 days and has drawn a lot of criticism for not necessarily being effective. So tell us what you think. Are you reassured by these public sanitizing efforts? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Coming up after this, we'll be discussing this further with Dr. Victor Ho, who is a professor of occupational and public health at the Faculty of Medicine, University of Malaya. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bia Fakiran Malayang, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It is just coming up to 5:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we are talking about the mass sanitization efforts, public sanitization efforts that have been taking place, as well as the criticism that these efforts have drawn. And on that note, we want to know what your thoughts are on this. Do these efforts reassure you? Is it something that makes you feel better? You can call us to share your thoughts. 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now crossing over to Dr. Victor Ho, who is Professor of Occupational and Public Health at University of Malaya. Dr. Victor, it's good to have you with us.
Good afternoon, Sharmila and Ali. Good to be here again.
So first off, could you walk us through what happens during a large-scale sanitization effort?
Basically, if you're talking about the current issue of large-scale sanitization, where they use basically open spray, to just spray disinfectant in the open air. So the thing is, there are a few things that happen. Basically, if you're doing it in the open air, if you're using the chemical can be harmful both to the environment and also to the insects and the animals and the people around there. Because although the chemicals might be low risk, but some people might have higher risk, depends on their risk level, depends on their ability, different health issue. And those chemicals, basically, when they're sprayed, and when it's an open area, we also have wind and also breeze. So actually, they might not be staying in that area for a long period of time. So it is not recommended to spray disinfectant in an open area, because it is sometimes it's quite wasteful and also it's harmful to the environment. So that's why I think there's a lot of issue basically being raised why we spray in the open area.
Building on that, do we know anything about the efficacy then? I mean, in terms of considering all these different things, considering that it's open area, considering that there might be wind, in general, is it actually effective in terms of keeping us safe?
Not really, because if you look at COVID-19, basically they spread by, it has been shown that fomite, or the basically spread by when you touch the area, is basically very low, except for high touch area like door knobs, door handles, or staircase. Those areas maybe they might spread, but we have really advised people to actually wash their hands often. So when you wash your hand before you touch your face and touch your nose, then you should be safe. But you look at it. Let's say you spray in the open area. When the virus actually, when you actually get the virus still comes out of your body, that in the open area, we have the best disinfectant in the world, which is basically our sunlight, which contains UV radiation. We know that UV radiation actually does kills the virus, because there has been shown that UV radiation kills the virus. That's why there's some people actually are using UV to actually kill the virus in an enclosed area. All right, we're talking about enclosed area, then it's okay. But in an open area, it's sometimes wasted chemicals that we're going around, and there's no point of doing it, because most of the time when you talk about transmission of COVID-19, we are worried about airborne transmission. Airborne transmission is that when in an open area, airborne transmission doesn't stay in that area because of the wind and of the sunlight. So there's no use. But in an enclosed area, we are more worried about airborne transmission. And the way to treat this issue is basically looking at it from ventilation perspective, to increase the ventilation instead of having this as a disinfecting the area, because it does not help. And it might be more harmful than helpful.
Having said that, are there times or particular specific instances where sanitizing that way is considered important?
Yes, but in a closed area. So we do it all the time in a hospital, all right? We basically, if there is a room that the patient has stayed in and then we want to sanitize it, actually we do use this chemical to sanitize. But usually the better way to do it, basically we just wipe down and clean the area. But if it's in an ambulance, all right, where the ambulance need to basically turn around, it's very, very quick. So we use this type of chemicals and we basically atomize the chemicals and then it close the ambulance down and then let the whole thing sanitize. After sanitation, we open the ambulance and we air the ambulance to ensure the chemical actually gets out of the ambulance. So those are the times that we do it, but not in the open area. Even in the hospital, we have not done it in the open area. We already done it in an area where it's a clinical area or in a patient's area where there is a chance of contamination. But usually what we do is basically we do wipe down everything and we change all the linen and things like that before the next patient comes in, so that there's no cross contamination to that area.
So we do see companies and other institutions shutting down their premises to conduct sanitization, especially when a positive case is discovered on site. Do you think that this is a rational or necessary step to take?
I think sanitization, yes, but not spraying. Wiping down the area, yes. Changing ensure your HEPA, you have basically correct ventilation, yes. So that you basically, you see your HEPA filter, if you think that there is airborne transmission and your area is small, you might clean your filter in your aircon or clean your filter in your filter in your aircon so that when the next person come in, won't be bringing any air from the filter itself. But the risk is basically very, very low if you basically just air the area, open up and air the area. That's what people is promoting. Basically, you push the air from the area. So you on the aircon, instead of having the air inside the room, basically you push it out from the chimney, and then the fresh air would basically wash out all the contaminant. So fresh air is the most important, because fresh air comes from outside, and fresh air is basically, we know that the UV radiation actually kills the bacteria, kills the viruses already, so there's no problem with that. So wipe down, yes, I agree, you wipe down, because there's a lot of area, we don't know where people have touched, but to spray the area, it might not be good enough, because what you need is just only high-touch area. I think a lot of these complexes or basically malls, they do wipe down all the time. No, they don't do it when there's an outbreak. They do it every 2 hours, every 1 hour, depends on the SOP, and that's very good. I think that's good enough.
Are there these sorts of large scale sanitization exercises being conducted by other countries?
The only one I basically saw is from in China, where they do a lot of big sanitization. I'm not sure why they do it, but there's no proof that basically it is. Basically, we know it's airborne, but we know that if it's really, really stays in the air and don't go anywhere, then there'll be more people getting infected, especially outside. But we don't hear people get infected when they are outside, when someone has visited the area and then they get infected. No, we don't see that. Let's say you are just jogging in the park, and you're jogging and the person in front of you is basically quite positive and he has been there for maybe just 15 minutes ago, you won't get infected. Because the air has basically gone, the UV radiation actually have destroyed the virus already. So there's no point actually.
I also wanted to talk about something that we often see in restaurants as well as in malls, which is sort of a device, like almost a doorway that you walk through that sprays patrons with a mist of sanitizer. Does this actually help to prevent COVID-19?
COVID-19 is actually inside your lung, correct? And inside your nose and inside your nostril. We are cleaning outside, correct? So it doesn't. You're not going to touch everyone when you go into the mall. It's more important that you wear a face mask when you go in. Everybody wear face mask so that the COVID-19 in your lung, in your nostril, in your mouth won't get out, and it will just stick on the face mask. So it's sometimes what we call to give confidence to people that you're doing something, but doing something that harm people, that is wrong. If you do something that give confidence and like now what they are doing now, they do more checking, you know, then basically we are confident, okay, you only allow people without red tag and without symptom to come into your mall. So people are more confident. So those are the things that they should do, not use the technology that are not proven and basically can be harmful to the person, because some kids are allergic to this chemical. Some people have skin allergy that when the chemicals stick on it, they can get itchiness or things like that. Because we know that there's a big group of people around that might be allergic to the chemical. The more important thing is harmful to the environment, and it might destroy the insect or other environment and other animals in the environment.
Are there other ways that public spaces can be better sanitized? Is there even a need for them to be sanitized?
Open space where there's UV radiation from the sun, no need. But let's say it's a chair and you are sitting down, all right? You're afraid. Then basically, the person before you sit down, you can just clean. You can just wipe it down, all right? But it's not. You don't have to have people to actually do it for you. The SOP that we basically promote now is very simple, and the SOP actually is quite simple. Is that you wash your hand all the time. All right, once you wash your hand all the time, those places don't have to be sanitized. Because the important things we know now is the virus is airborne, but if you have good ventilation, the virus doesn't stay, and UV radiation kills the virus. So that is what we know. And I think if not, the whole hospital, basically we have to do it every day. And we don't do it every day, and we don't even do it in an open area or public area. Even the close public area, we don't do this type of sanitization. We just wipe down, that's all, and we ask people to wash their hand all the time.
We have, however, been seeing resistance from the government when given feedback on the subject of large-scale public sanitization. Why do you think it's important that the government actually takes heed and perhaps listen to the feedback that's coming from public health specialists?
I think it's important for us to act in a manner that will give confidence to the public, and for us to act consistently based on scientific evidence that what we are doing is the right thing to do. That would basically give more confidence, and people actually will follow what the government will say. But currently, I think there are a lot of people doing different things, and some of it are not based on scientific evidence. Although they see other countries do it, but other countries might be doing it for different reason. But it's not for health reason, or it's not for to sanitize the area for COVID-19.
Dr. Victor, on that note, what would be a better use of government resources when it comes to managing the pandemic?
I think the best thing is to put more money in vaccination to make sure that everybody get vaccinated, and also basically open more vaccine centre, allow our general practitioner, 7,000 general practitioners in the country to actually vaccinate everyone, because they are the closest to the patient. You every day you go and see a family doctor, correct? And you're familiar with your family doctor, you're confident in your family doctor. If your family doctor says that let's take this vaccine, you will trust your family doctor better than anyone else.
Dr. Victor, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much for having me today. Thank you.
That was Dr. Victor Ho, Professor of Occupational and Public Health at University of Malaya, speaking to us about these reasoned public large-scale sanitation efforts. And on that note, we'd like to know, are you reassured by these efforts? What else might actually work for you and reassure you about being out in public? Call us, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, and we do have this message from Loke.
So Loke says, I remember hearing in an interview on your station with a doctor that disinfections don't work, it's just for show. So I think as we just heard from Dr. Victor, it's not so much that sanitization doesn't work, it's that the large-scale open-air sanitization is the issue. And I think that's where we come into this this thing of whether it's just for reassurance, right? I mean, we could start talking about why it is that it's being done, but I think if we look at the public-facing side of it, whether it's just for reassurance, but the thing is that if the public already knows better, then is it still reassuring? It doesn't, you know, it wouldn't be doing its job.
And it goes back to the idea of, as the government, as the people in charge, you want decisions to be driven by science. You want decisions to be driven by the latest findings. I think that, for me, is the most reassuring thing. Keep those thoughts coming. What do you think about these large-scale sanitization efforts? Do they reassure you? Or what would work better? You can call us, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.